You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. Today we're reading a reflection by James Davenport, who grew up in Deer Lodge, Montana. When Davenport went off to college, he found himself immersed for the first time in the fast pace of urban life and its obsessions with pop culture. He writes,
"It wasn't until I went to college that I understood how much social interaction depends on popular media, like TV and movies. I watched the film Ferris Bueller's Day Off for the first time in my sophomore year, and a lifetime of botched or misunderstood one-liners snapped into place. The next day, I caught three references. Bueller was no longer a foreign cry of war, but a light-hearted cry for order. Like many, I was intrigued as a child by big, splashy movies like Jurassic Park. Yet my fascinations didn't belong to animatronic tyrannosaurs. My mind belonged to the rusted and weather-warped chassis of a Volkswagen, which, after many misadventures, had found itself upturned in a mountain gulch outside of Deer Lodge. This is one of the many images that fill the gap between Indiana Jones and my first kiss. Studying the underbelly of that old car, I think my mind developed a slower tempo, a geared-down measure of physical mechanics. Of course, this often made me seem offbeat to others. I was never quite as quick as those tuned in to Hollywood and social media. To them, I seemed like a man lost in a long pause. In the end, I tell myself, it's just a matter of perspective. I'm more like an artifact from that old Volkswagen. Maybe just a piece of shattered glass through which a little light might pass. Perhaps one day, if I'm lucky, I'll discover actual advantages to coming of age in the quiet of an old gulch. A mind adrift in a hopelessly unhurried landscape."
Davenport pairs his reflection with a passage from Travels with Charlie by John Steinbeck.
Steinbeck appreciates life without the effects of pop culture, and he specifies Montana as a place where it's possible to cultivate a rich interior life. Steinbeck writes,
"It seems to me that Montana is a great splash of grandeur. The scale is huge, but not overpowering. The land is rich with grass and color, and the mountains are the kind I would create if mountains were ever put on my agenda. Montana seems to me to be what a small boy would think Texas is like from hearing Texans. Here, for the first time, I heard a definite regional accent unaffected by TV ease, a slow-paced, warm speech. It seemed to me that the frantic bustle of America was not in Montana. Its people did not seem afraid of shadows in a John Birch society sense. The calm of the mountains and the rolling grasslands had got into the inhabitants. It was hunting season when I drove through the state. The men I talked to seemed to me not moved to a riot of seasonal slaughter, but simply to be going out to kill edible meat. Again, my attitude may be informed by love, but it seemed to me that the towns were places to live in rather than nervous hives. People had time to pause in their occupations, to undertake the passing art of neighborliness."
A passage by John Steinbeck.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and the Bookstore in Fact and Fiction, a student and faculty-owned nonprofit serving Missoula and beyond.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.